This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're also explicitly told of another fundamental issue of understanding the Quran and also of being a Muslim. Verse number 31, that Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you claim to love God, you claim to love Allah, follow me. The me here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And only then Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Verily, Allah is forgiving and merciful. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. Verse number 32. Tell them, they must obey Allah and they must obey the messenger. But if they turn away, then Allah does not love the faithless, the ungrateful. Therefore, from the Quran, from actually not just Ali Imran, over 70 verses that are explicit in this regard, we learn another thing. If we want to worship Allah, if we want to love Allah, if we want to understand the Quran, we have to turn to the Sunnah. There is no understanding of Islam that is correct without turning to the Sunnah. Who better to tell us than the Prophet whom Allah sent? We turn to him and we obey him. There is no ultimate obedience to Allah without obedience to the Messenger of Allah. Now, it is true that this verse was revealed primarily to the Christians. The Christians are saying, we love God, we love God, we love God. And Allah is saying, if you truly love God, you have to follow the prophets of God. You claim you love God. Okay, that's all good, excellent. But if you really want Allah to love you back, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You have to follow me as the final prophet, and then and only then will Allah love you back. And of course, the context is that of, you know, Christians saying they're not going to believe in the prophet, but that doesn't negate the fact that the verse is applied and can be applied to the Muslims as well. And therefore, anyone who says that we are only going to follow the Quran, we're not going to follow the Sunnah, we say the Quran itself negates that type of faith. The Quran itself tells you that is not real faith. Real faith is to obey Allah and obey the Messenger. The Quran and the Sunnah are our primary sources of theology, of law, of ethics, of morality. Our religion is based upon these two sources. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. That is very explicit in multiple verses, including these verses in Surah Ali Imran.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.